session number 27193, Reel 6.
Company Sergeant Major Conn, Reel 6. You were saying that you asked the soldiers who are dispersed where their officer was.
Yeah, there's a corporal down there. And I said, where's the officer? He says, he's being shot. I said, he's in front there. Anybody find this? He's alive or dead? They said, they don't know. Anyway, I got them all in a defensive position. Got them sorted out. I said, don't ever anybody run while here, otherwise you're full of hazard. So I went forward with a big chap, came from Sitcup. He was about 6'5", I think he was. And I went forward, and just then I got fired on. So I said to him, Lofty, get back. I said, you're too big. You're big, too big a target. So anyway, I went forward myself, and I got to the officer, and he was alive, but he'd been wounded in both legs. So I said, oh yes, I said, I'm shot in both legs, I can't move me. So I took his shell dressing off him, and I bandaged him up. Then I attempted to pick him up, and then I picked him up, and I got fired on, so I had to put him down. Then I got on him, between my legs, and I went about 25 yards, dragging him back and forth, you know, all the way back. So I could get into a position where I could get him on the fireman's lift and run back with him, and I put him down. I said, where's the Lance Corporal? He said, well, he went in front. He said, I believe he got shot. I said, is he alive or is he dead? He said, I don't know. He said, I couldn't get a response from him when I shouted for him. So I said, right, get you back to headquarters. So I made out one of these trailers, you know. I got two posts, put an old blanket over them, and sort of laid them on there and told two blokes, pull them, take them back to headquarters. So they sent them back. Before he went, he said, here you are. He said, he gave me a bundle of notes, about 50 quid, you know. He said, I'd give you more if I had it, you know. He said, you saved my life. I said, never mind, on you go. Sent him back. And I went forward again, and I found my corporal. And he was just on a sort of a bank. He had a bullet hole right in between his eyes.
This is Corporal Martin.
This is Corporal Martin.
The one who volunteered to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he had this bullet hole right between the eyes, and down there. So I took his particulars off him, you know, and everything else. And it's no good taking him, you know, so I just left him. And I went back. Then I phoned, got on the radio, and I told the what they call it, back at headquarters, what has happened. And he said, well, stay there. So I said, all right, stay there. Then an attack came in from the jellies. So I waited to go up, and then I opened up with everything I had. Everything I had. And then I got onto the telephone, told them being attacked. And then I got the artillery observation officer on the phone, and he came back. Now he said, we'll fire, or what they call it, we're going to fire a one round salvo. And he said, to get you on target, to get us on target, then give it in the yards, left or right, not degrees or anything like that. Give us in yards. So I broke it on. Fires the first one. I said, well, you're 100 yards to the left, and I said, about 50 yards short. Fires another one on. I said, you're still too far to the left of about 100 yards, I said, but you're on the right direction. Fire the third one, bang, I said, right on target, and over it came. And there was explosions and all sorts happened. Mm-hmm. It must have hit, the, you know, an ammunition truck or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, hammered that on, and I said, you're dead on target. And I never had any more trouble then, and I got the call, stay where you are, the battalion will move up later on.
How far forward had you gone on that patrol?
When's that?
When you went forward.
On the first patrol?
Yeah, well, on the second patrol, when you found the officer wounded.
Yeah, I went.
How far forward of the battalion front line were you?
About 1,000 yards? Mm. 1,000 yards, yeah.
It was about a kilometre ahead.
Yeah.
What was the countryside like in that area?
It was very wooded, very wooded. We went through woods and that to get to this place as well. Mm. And then they had the township, that's it. There was woods, It was a wooded area.
And then there were some houses.
Yeah.
And do you think the enemy were in the houses? Was that where they were?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I hung onto that, onto this, what you call it, as long as I could. And I always remember it. We hadn't got any bloody food with us. Mm. And I looked around and I thought one of them big jars were pickled eggs. So we had them, you know what I mean? That was all right as well. But anyway, I then put on one of my blokes, a fella called Beba, and I had a candle which I got from the house, and I put it behind a tin so that the light was facing down the road, the way the battalion was coming up. And I said, "No, keep guard there, stop anything that comes up." And I went back inside to then have a word with the rest of them, you know, everything like that, make sure everything was right. And all of a sudden, I heard a bloody machine gun open up. Boom! And I heard this vehicle, rum, come flying back. It was a Jeep. It was the company commander. He'd come up, and he went back. And then he had a go at me for not stopping him. I said, "No, hang on a bit." I said, "I got a bloke on guard there, waiting for you to come up." So I said, "What happened?" And it was this Pepper. He said, "Well," he said, "I was on this guard," he said, "waiting," he said, and the bloke came up to speak to us. He spoke to us, he said, "This bloody Jeep went past." Oh. And he said, "I done a shout," he said, and he said, "This is it." They went come back. And I said, "There we are, just one of them things." Mm. He'd missed us. But anyway, we took over that, and then the whole battalion moved up. Mm. And because the bloke said, "Oh, you're being mentioned in this." You know, I didn't get a bloody hit me. I said, "Oh, the blokes have rescued officers and got the bloody MM and all the rest." Went, "Nay, I got nothing." Mm. And saved a platoon as well as an officer. Mm. Nah, didn't get nothing for that, but there we are.
I think you got a commendation from Montgomery, didn't you?
Pardon?
Didn't you get a commendation from Montgomery?
Yeah, that was for Tilly's Affairs.
Oh, that was for Tilly? Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
Well, that's when I cleared the houses, knocked out the machine gun posts, and got right up to the...
But, I mean, when you got the commendation, did you have to go... Did Montgomery come to you, or did you go to Montgomery?
No. I was presented in hospital. When I went back to hospital, when I was slightly wounded.
Yes.
At Nispen.
Right.
And I went back to Eindhoven. Hospital was full. They sent us right away back to Antwerp.
Yeah.
And then from Antwerp, they sent us to Brussels. Mm. And the British hospital in Brussels was full, so they put us in an alternative place, St. Pierre Hospital. Mm. Malta. And that's where I was, in St. Pierre Hospital. Mm. And from there, after recovered, I went from there down to Tournai, a French barracks there. And I was there for a while. And from there, I came back to, from Tournai, just outside of Brussels. Mm. What's in the other place? I can't remember again. Anyway, I was in there. And it was there when the big push started, down in the Ardennes. Mm. And I was given the company, and I had to guard the Phillips factory there. Mm. And anyway, we were in there for a while, and I was waiting to try to get back to the battalion. Then I got sent for by the commanding officer of the this barracks, and he said, "You're being posted to the Argyll and Southern Highlanders, the one sergeant." I said, "No way." I said, "I want to go back to my own battalion." So they said, "You've got to go there. You're being posted there." I said, "I'm not going." So anyway, just at that time, there was a Jeep pulled into the yard. It had the polar bear, what they call it, an old division sign on. Mm. I went down there, it was one of our Essex blokes. I said, "Hello, Sergeant." He said, "What did you..." I said, "I'm going to live back to the battalion." I said, "Who have you got there?" He says, "Captain Butler." I said, "Where's he been?" I said, "He's come, picked him up from Brussels." He said, "He had a leave.
Or an off.
He had to go home." Mm. His son was born or something like that. And anyway, he came in there, and he came out of the office, and he said, "Hello, son." He said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I said, I want to go back to the battalion." He said, "Ah, all right." He said, "Have you had your clearance?" He said, "No." I said, "But you're going to get it for us." He went back in, saw the command. He says, "He's been posted to the Argyles," he said. "They want sergeants of Eagle," he said, "up there." So he came out again. He says, you've been posted the Argyle. I said, I'm not going. He said, a court martial on you. I said, I couldn't care less. Nobody ever was there, will I? So I went back in again. And he said, you've got to go. And the garrison sergeant major was there. He says, you've got to go back there. I said, you can take my place. I said, I'll take yours. Anyway, we argued again. I said, I'm not going. So he turned around to Captain Butler. He said, what do you feed your men in the Essex on? Raw meat? He says, take them away. And that's it. And they took us all the way back to the battalion in the jeep. That was Captain Butler. And unfortunately, he was killed at Arnhem. He was a great bloke. Oh, you're smashing off here.
I think we're getting ahead of the story a bit, though, aren't we? We're
going
You were in Ricky Vercel, and you've done these two patrols.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did you stay in the new positions for Ricky? How long were you there?
Where that in Ricky Vercel?
Yeah.
Well, we weren't there very long before we moved forward to Loonhout. Mm-hmm. And then we had to take Loonhout. Now, that's another story. I think I better pack in here because I've got to start thinking again, you know. Mm-hmm.